Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again for being here with us.
Yes, and it's 2022.
Woo!
Like, should we have like balloons?
I think we did that last episode.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. But, it's 2022, y'all.
But in all transparency, we haven't recorded in a while. So the last episode we pre-recorded.
Yes.
Before the Christmas break.
Yes.
So we feel like this is our first time back here with you all.
Yes, and we are so happy to be here.
Yes, we missed you. We missed each other.
Yes. Yes, before I came here, I was like texting Robin, like, I can't wait to see you. This is so exciting. 2022 is going to be amazing. Reasonably Shady. Yay.
Yay. So, yes, cue the fire horn.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Like, per usual, nothing's changed. We're going to give our Reasonably Shady moment of the week. Robin, I think you've got one.
Of course I do. Okay, so I recently purchased a second washer and dryer for
okay.
my house.
So now you have four. No, you have two. Wait a minute. Two washers, two dryers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that goes in the basement. And, you know, why do I need that? You know, I have, you know, Juan and his basketball team and his laundry that he does. And then, you know, the kids are athletes.
Yes.
So if they, you know, play sports, it's like you, like, and then I got, you know, a bed wetter or two.
Oh, maybe. Jesus.
Oh, no. Right. So...
Lord, Rob is telling all the business.
I know, I'm telling all the, look, honestly, if anyone has any advice
okay.
on how to stop that shit.
A bedwetting.
Yes.
From children. Okay.
And not that damn alarm shit that like.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so they make this bedwetting alarm. My kid's going to be so mad at me.
So if the bed gets wet, it alarms?
So like, it's like as soon as it senses moisture, it goes off.
Oh my
God. It's like an alarm. It's like,
okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, so years ago, I've been dealing with this for years. Years ago, I got it. And this is when we lived in the townhouse. And my kids lived on the fourth floor, or their room was on the fourth floor, and my room was on the third floor. And the alarm would go off.
Okay.
And no kid would wake up. Like,
okay, so pee alarm, y'all don't work.
Yeah, so okay. I would literally have to get out of my bed
on
the third floor, walk upstairs to turn the alarm off. And then get my pissy kid, you know, in the shower.
Oh, this is a mess.
Oh my gosh. It's horrible. So if anyone has any advice on how to curb bedwetting that does not include a alarm, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, you were being serious. You want to know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, is that your shady? That could be your shady moment.
Well, no. Okay. So that's not even my shady. I know. How'd I get here? Okay. So, I mean, that's my shady life. Shit. I've been dealing with that forever. So anyway, so I had to get a extra washer and dryer because it's just my, you know, my washer and dryer was always in use and I can never do my clothes. So anyway, so this week I realized though that the people that installed the washer and dryer, i.e. Home Depot, They connected the hoses to the wrong ones. So
no.
Like where it's supposed to be cold water, it's hot water. And where it's supposed to be hot water, it's cold water.
How do you know that though?
Because I felt the hoses. So
Robin is so crafty.
I know. So we determined like, wait a minute, like we set this to cold wash and the water we would open the washer and you could feel that it was hot water in there.
Oh wow.
I'm like, what the hell's going on? So then I like touched the hoses and I could tell that the hose that was going into the cold input was hot. And then the hose that was going into the hot one was cold.
How fast did you call Home Depot?
Well, I haven't yet because I'm like, who has time to schedule another appointment, another something, something. So it's on my to-do list, but I'm like so annoyed by it.
Yes.
Because I feel like, and the washer has been acting like weird too. So I'm like, I feel like that's why.
Oh, you gotta call
them. Because
it's
like, you know, sensing like, wait, you asked for cold, but it's hot in here. And you know, it has all those fancy sensors and buttons and stuff. Oh, so yes, it's like But it's so annoying, like as if I have time for another appointment.
No, you don't, but you need to get on that quick. Home Depot, y'all are super shady. Right. Super duper shady. But they got the right one or the wrong one. Because if that happened at my house, I would never know. Yeah, right. 10 years would go by and I'd be like, I don't know.
You're
I don't,
like, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I wouldn't be touching the pipes.
Yes.
Giselle would not be touching pipes. Okay. they got y'all Home Depot, y'all got the wrong one. Now Robin is touching pipes.
And honestly, I was downstairs today literally trying to figure out how I could change it myself. And I was like,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Let me let them do it.
Yeah. Call them. Call them. All right. Let me tell you about my shady sister. Okay. This is my reasonably shady moment of the week. Okay. So I have a sister. She's older than me. She bosses me around. She will remain nameless because she listens to this podcast. So I'm not going to say her name. So,
but she's still going to know you're talking about her.
I know. I was about to say her name. Anyway, let's move on. So my dad came to visit for Christmas and she and him went to a little lobster place and they had lobster rolls.
Okay.
Right. And then she tells me, she's like, oh my God, dad loved his lobster rolls. And he tells me that he loved the lobster rolls. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, shucks, that's nice. So for Christmas, I sent him lobster rolls from Maine.
Okay.
Okay. Cause I'm like the best daughter ever.
Right.
So I tell my sister, I'm like, yo, I sent dad some lobster rolls. She's like, what? Why would you do that? And I was like, because he said he liked them. Uh-huh. And she was like, Giselle, that is so shady. This is my thing that I do with dad. This has nothing to do with you. Why would you take lobsters away from me?
Oh, my God.
We have lobster rolls together. Yum, yum, yum. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wait, so you're the shady one.
No, I'm not the shady one. My sister's shady because she doesn't want my dad to be happy. Okay. No. So she even says to me, do a little survey with your friends and ask them, are you being shady by sending him lobster rolls? So right now I'm asking you, Robin, am I the shady one?
Oh, are you being reasonable or are you being shady? Okay. So I feel like I need more backstory here.
So she was like, Giselle, you always send him because my dad's from New Orleans. So he eats a lot of gumbo. So and there's his favorite restaurant in New Orleans is Commander's Palace. So I always send him food from Commander's Palace to his house.
Okay.
So she was like, you always send him food from Commander's Palace. Why are you intruding on my lobster rolls? Just send him the gumbo. I think she is like, you don't have the monopoly on goddamn lobster rolls.
Right, I think she's mad that she didn't send the lobster rolls.
Yes.
Right?
No, let me tell you what she's mad at, that I didn't put her name on the card.
Oh.
On the little, like, you know, I sent it from me and my children. She mad that I didn't put her name on it too.
Okay. I kind of feel her a little bit.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. Because that was something new. That was a new experience that she discovered, or that she and your father discovered, right? And it's like, here you come barging in like, nope. I'm gonna one up you, sister.
Okay.
And I'm gonna send them to your door.
You know what, Robin? I don't care what you're saying.
So you don't think that was shady?
No, it was not shady. And for the record, my shady moment of the week is my sister, because she did not want me to send my dad the damn lobster rolls. But guess what? As a matter of fact, he texted me last night. He had them last night. And he was like, best thing I ever ate. So take that, sister.
Oh, so he liked them better than the ones that he had here?
Pretty much. So, all right, moving on.
Sounds shady.
All right, we have so many hot topics. We have so much to talk about. All right, but first and foremost, y'all know, the world knows that we got blessed by a mega icon, superstar, diva queen, Nicki Minaj. Yeah. That's the bell. sent our children Christmas presents. She laced them in some Gucci. And I think I got mine first, or I opened the box first or something. Mm-hmm. So I like posted that Nicki did this because I was like, this is so sweet. And like, you know, she didn't have to do this. And this is her own little money. And she didn't have to like bless my children. But I'm so happy she did, because it was so cute. They were so excited. They're running around the house.
Right.
And then I talked to Robin, and Robin was like, well, Giselle, should we have posted that Nicki did this? Like, maybe this is supposed to be a private, intimate moment.
Yep.
And I was like, that, I'm posting.
Yep. So she said that.
Okay, so was I wrong for posting?
So, no, okay. No, because I think if we were not a reality TV person.
Right.
Right? If we were just, you know, regular everyday people.
Right.
And we received a gift from Nicki Minaj. Like, how exciting is that? Like, who wouldn't share that on Instagram? Do you know what I mean? Like, especially if you are someone that likes to share stuff with your, you know, your followers.
Right.
And so I think in this instance, I think, okay, because I want to talk about Jordan Woods and her sharing her Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get to
like,
that.
It's like, you know, in contrast. In this instance, I think it was so special. Like,
right.
Because I think sometimes people forget, like, yeah, we might be on TV, but like, we're still starstruck.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, we're starstruck by a Nicki Minaj or a Beyonce or a Rihanna or a Drake or whatever.
Right.
Like,
not Drake, but okay.
Or, you're not Drake. Jay-Z.
Yes. Okay, Jay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Kanye?
Not a Kanye.
Just joking.
We're not talking about him ever again. But no, we're fans too of people.
Right.
And people forget that.
Right. Exactly. So when I thought about it, because I did say to you, like, do you think you should have posted? Maybe you should have asked Nicki, like, is it okay if we post?
Right.
And then you were like, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to post mine too. So.
Yes.
And it really was more so because it was such a special moment.
It
was so special. Like, how cool is it for a 13-year-old kid,
right,
a 12-year-old kid, to receive a gift from Nicki Minaj?
Right.
Like, it's so cool. And to see their reactions and, you know, their see how excited they are. Like, it truly was a moment for life.
Right.
And so I felt like, okay, no harm in sharing it.
Right. I look at, like, okay, so for the record, I don't know if I've ever said this. I love Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
And I remember when she shared that, like, you know how Beyonce was sending people the whole Ivy Park, the whole collection. And I'm still waiting for mine. Mine never came. And so Tracee did, like, a whole cool little video about, like, all the stuff that Beyonce sent her. And I'm like, if Tracee is posting what Beyonce sent, Giselle should post what Nicki sent.
But that's more of, like, a promo bid for,
I know, whatever,
for Beyonce's brand that she wants people to post because she wants them to share.
This,
like,
is true.
You know, us posting that Nicki gifted our kids Gucci is not
that's
helping.
True. Okay.
It's not helping Nicki. I mean, it made Nicki look wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, like, very generous and thoughtful, and which she was. Like, I thought that was, like, for her to send our kids something that's, like, she didn't owe us a thing.
No.
You know?
No, not
she
at
hosted
all.
The reunion. She did us a favor. She put us on the global map. You know, we got all these types, you know, all these new viewers because of Nicki Minaj. And so she didn't know it's a thing. Really, we should be sending her a gift.
True story on that. But then it went left. Okay, so Ashley posted. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we have a new person on our show. Her name is Mia. And Mia posted a sad face picture and she said,
Well, before she posted, she put a comment on mine.
Okay.
And was like, wait a minute. So all the RHOP kids got Gucci except for mine. I guess I have to go shopping or something. Just kidding. Like, you know, she made it like she said she was just kidding. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
and her feelings, child. And
oh
her feelings.
Gosh. Now, my first thought was, Mia, aren't you the one that was, like, kind of talking shit about Nicki on Twitter?
Yes.
Like, wasn't she going at her?
She was.
What was it about?
I can't remember. Something from the reunion.
Right.
And strip clubs.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it was, I feel like whatever Mia said about Nicki was not favorable. Like, it wasn't.
No.
If I'm Nicki, I'm sorry. I'm not sending you or your child a gift.
Not a damn thing.
And it's not. And Mia tried to make it like, oh, my 13-year-old is on social media and he feels left out. Something like that. Like, well, I'm sorry, boo-boo. Explain to your 13-year-old that mommy was talking shit to a megastar and that's why mommy's child didn't get anything. So don't take it personal. Just blame it on mommy.
Okay, but we're going to give y'all the tea. So
okay.
Nicki reached out to all of us who she was going to send something to.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram.
She DM'd us to get our addresses so that she could send something to our children.
Right.
Okay, this is probably a month prior to Christmas, right?
She's like, hey, babe, can you send me your addy? I want to send something to the kids.
Yes, which was very cute. Okay, so she tried to reach out to Mia, but she couldn't find Mia because Mia has blocked Nicki Minaj on Instagram. How do you block a Nicki Minaj on Instagram?
So, okay, in Mia's defense, she probably did it. Not that she's blocking Nicki.
She's blocked Nicki.
No, she blocked Nicki's page because I'm sure all of Nicki's barbs were on Nicki's page trashing Mia. Like, oh. I'll block a page if I get too many, like, at Robin Dixon 10, you're a bitch. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, at Robin Dixon 10, I hate you. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to block this page so that, you know, okay. I don't have to see this anymore. Okay. So my guess mm-hmm. is not that Mia felt she needed to block Nikki, because I'm sure Nikki was not stalking Mia like that.
Right.
I think she probably needed to block the people who were, like, talking shit about Mia on Nikki's page.
Listen, okay. Listen, this reality thing,
regardless,
is right. This reality thing is dog eat dog world. Meaning, like, you're out here. If it is what it is, you're gonna get dogged at some point in time. You just right. gotta deal with it. So, but you don't block a Nikki, right? This is my opinion. And
do you know how strong the barbs are?
I don't know how strong the barbs don't come for me. I don't know, like, how strong y'all are.
Yeah. Okay. They will ruin your life.
And girl, okay, but
she probably wanted to be able to scroll Instagram in peace without having true. Her notifications from the barbs blowing up, calling her some trash.
Okay, but if
talking
I knew
about her feet,
like, if I knew I blocked Nikki, I for damn sure wouldn't be on Instagram talking about, I can't believe my kids didn't get a Christmas present.
Well,
girl, right, bye. Right. Mia, you making real rookie mistakes.
Right. If I knew I blocked Nikki, and if I knew I talked trash about Nikki yes. on Twitter, yes. I wouldn't expect one thing.
Not one thing. Mia, I'm here to say you look thirsty and crazy. Okay. Yeah. Love you though, but you look thirsty
it
and crazy.
It was kind of embarrassing.
It was like, then, we had secondhand embarrassment.
But wait. And then Nikki's like, okay, so did we tell the story incomplete? So Mia went on her Instagram and was like, you know, had a video
yeah.
and was just talking about, you know, whatever, her kid not getting a gift from Nicki Minaj and it's, whatever. And then Nikki, of course, got wind of it. And Nikki tweets, Mia, boo-boo, you blocked me on Instagram. I was trying to find your address. Send me to Addy. Right. And then Mia posts or replies somewhere like an apology, like, I'm sorry, my bad.
Mia, stop talking. Sometimes silence is golden. Just say nothing.
Yes. And it's like, I don't know. I'm just, oh. Maybe she just wanted to get
She just wanted to get into the mix. I get it. You was on the outside of the club.
But you know what
in.
Was so crazy? I was floored by, like, okay, I'm just posting that my kids got a gift from Nicki Minaj. I'm like, thank God their hair was brushed and all that. Because it was like, it was reposted on so
a million times.
Many blogs about a gift that Nicki Minaj sent my kids.
Yes.
I was like, wow. Like,
yes.
That type of, like, stardom Instagram attention, social right. media attention, like, I don't even, that was just,
it was crazy. Now your kids' hair was closed, but my kids had on, like, blanket hoodies. Okay.
Oh, and I want one of those.
Which is, wait a minute, do you know how many people have DM'd me about these right. goddamn blanket hoodies? Which, mind you, their aunt, Jamal's sister, bought them.
Really?
I don't know where they came from.
Really?
No.
Oh.
So I haven't responded to anybody, y'all. I'm sorry, because I don't know where they came from.
I was literally looking, I was going to ask you, like, where'd they get that from? Because I want one, please.
They love and live in these blanket
I
hoodies.
I would, too.
All right, so we have to pay our respects to the late, great, beautiful Betty White, okay? And if anybody who does not know who Betty White is, where have you been? You're under a rock. She only lived on this earth for 99 years. She was amazing. She was a golden girl. She was in a million gazillion movies. And one thing I can definitely say about Betty White is no one has anything bad to say about her. Like, ever. Like, Betty was just, like, loved by everybody.
She was so adorable.
Yes.
And funny and spry.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, kept people on their toes.
Yes.
And was sharp.
Yes. Yes.
And so what somebody said, I think I read something, like, she recently filmed something, like, 10 days prior to her death.
Right.
I don't know what it was, though.
Yeah. I think she was filming something with Yvette Nicole Brown. I follow her, too. And again, everybody has nothing but wonderful things to say about her. I sent Robin this clip that mm-hmm. she was talking to Steve Harvey. So Steve Harvey's interviewing her and he's asking her a bunch of questions. So one of the questions he asked her was, what should the Real Housewives be called?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
Or
a different name? Or
yeah, if you could come up with a different name for the Real Housewives, what would it be called?
Uh-huh.
And she said, neighborhood hookers.
Betty
White wanted to call us neighborhood hookers. I'm very honored to be called a neighborhood
hooker.
And
she was quick with it. That was so funny. Yes.
Yes.
What's up, hooker?
Call me a neighborhood hooker, yes. honey. Yes.
But I'm sad that she didn't make it to 100.
I know. Because it was 10 days?
Yeah, like soon.
Yeah,
she was. And apparently, I think there was probably some sort of special or some sort of, like, you know, TV show that was going to air in honor of her 100th, something yeah. that somebody was doing in honor of her 100th birthday.
Right.
Which I heard is still going to be shown, but that's okay. Sad. Like, she had to pass away and didn't.
She didn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen Robin in a long time. And one of the reasons why I haven't, y'all, is because the Dixon house was on COVID watch. And when I say COVID watch, they all had the Omicron. Or yes. Marion or the Delta. I don't know. They had something over here. But they're all better now. We're so excited. So, like, I was really concerned about you guys.
Yeah. Okay. So, my holiday break sucked. Like, literally sucked. From, like, Christmas to New Year, just totally sucked. Because Juan ended up, you know, he gets tested very regularly because he's a college basketball coach.
Yeah.
And so, they test very frequently. And he ended up testing positive.
Okay.
So, you know, instantly it was like, okay, everybody shut it down. We locked up in this house. And it wasn't like he's locked in the house. It was
all of us.
Because he was about to do that thing by himself.
Let me tell y'all something about Wad Dixon. If Wad Dixon got it, we all got it. Because Wad is not having it. He does not let Robin out of his sight. I just want y'all to know that. Be clear. Juan is connected to Robin.
Right. Yeah. So, like, we did not social distance in our house. Nothing like that. And then, Corey had a sore throat. Carter had, like, achy, you know, body aches.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't really have symptoms like that, but we just assumed, okay, we all got it. And we attempted to get tested, but the lines were out of control.
Like, I went to New York and there's people lined up on every corner outside getting a COVID test, which, to be honest with you, I don't understand.
Right. So for me, I was like, well, why am I waiting to get tested to find out what I already assume is positive? So we just was like, you know, F it. Let's just assume we all have COVID.
Right.
Right. And then my house guests actually got it. So they actually went out of town. They went to Florida and ended up testing positive in Florida.
Okay.
So the baby, my sister-in-law, which really sucks. But anyway, the thing about this variant is really mild.
Mm-hmm.
And it worries me that people are hearing how mild the symptoms are.
Yeah.
And that they're not going to take it seriously. Do you know what I mean? Like
100%.
Right. So people are like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, it's no big deal. I'm only going to have a little sniffle or whatever.
Yeah.
But
so they don't care.
But what if you end up getting the other variant, the Delta variant, or the original strain or whatever? Or what if you respond differently? I just, that worries me about what's going on right now.
Well, I was on that Instagram and there was a post about a new variant called Hovid, which was the hoes that got COVID.
Oh, shit.
In other words, there's some hoes out there. They know they got COVID, but they still running the streets. Y'all hoes,
they still in the
go
club.
Home, okay?
But wait, and then how did the CDC, this is the part that doesn't make sense to me. How do they go from the 10-day
to five,
quarantine
to two.
Period? Is it two now?
Now I think it's two. It's a 2-day quarantine, y'all. In other words, it's 48 hours.
Right. How do we go from that? So it's like, okay, this thing is like super contagious.
Yeah.
Right? And we're decreasing the quarantine time?
I think they want, because they don't want everything to shut down. They want people to go to work. All right. Speaking of somebody who's been working overtime. Okay. This is the last time we're going to talk about this person. The last. His name is Tristan Thompson. Okay. Tristan, you are now on the list with Kanye. We're not talking about you all ever again. This is the last thing I have to say about you. The hell is wrong with you? Okay. So we knew the baby was yours. Now you're bringing more attention to this situation.
Oh,
okay.
God.
For those who don't know who Tristan is, Tristan was dating Chloe. They have a little baby named True. We've talked about this a million times. He had a side baby with this girl. I don't know where she came from. And so his whole thing was, the baby ain't mine. The baby ain't mine. But we know the baby's yours.
Right.
So now he's talking about the fact that the baby is his. And Chloe, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Right. You don't deserve it.
You don't deserve it.
You're
this.
So kind.
You're such a wonderful person.
So Tristan publicly, he posted something like, was it in a story or a post?
It was on, I think, on a story.
Okay.
Maybe a post.
Okay.
It was
like an apology. It was like acknowledging that, yes, the paternity test came back, that he is the father.
Right.
You are the father.
You are the father.
And, you know, saying something about, like, hopefully he can
amicably
raise the son.
Oh, it's a boy?
I think so.
Oh, okay. It's a boy?
I think I heard the word my, son. I want to know. I think I saw the word son.
Okay.
You know, we can amicably raise the son with the Marilee Nichols girl. And then like, Chloe, you don't deserve this.
Right. But we know that already. You don't have to say that. And then Lamar jumped in and Lamar was like, Chloe, you don't deserve Tristan. I mean, everybody jumping in. Okay. So now people are jumping in saying, Chloe, you owe Jordan an apology.
And I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that. But we want to talk about what Jordan... Christmas gifts. Oh, Christmas gifts. Yeah, what did she post?
We jumped from the Christmas.
I know. We all over the place, y'all. Just bear with us. We haven't done this in a while.
All right, let's finish Tristan.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to the Christmas gifts. Because we had a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
For the Christmas?
With gifts.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Okay. So as far as I'm concerned, no, Chloe and Jordan, they don't need to make a public announcement statement about nothing.
No. Well, Chloe doesn't owe Jordan an apology for anything because I guess people were like, oh, Chloe, you need to give Jordan an apology because, you know, they made Jordan Woods seem so horrible for kissing Tristan, right? So, you know, to remind everyone what happened a couple years ago, Jordan was best friends with Kylie Jenner, Chloe's sister. Jordan and Tristan made out at some party while Tristan was still with Chloe.
Yes.
And they turned into a whole big thing and they pretty much cut her off. So
they cut off Jordan.
Yes. So Jordan is no longer part of, like, Jordan was like a part of their family.
Right.
And so for Chloe, it was like, how dare you do that? You know, you were so close. You were like a sister to me, blah, blah, blah. And people are saying now, well, Chloe, you owe Jordan an apology because you can see Tristan is for the streets. He's a piece of trash, blah, blah, blah. And the way y'all treated Jordan was wrong. No, I'm sorry. If someone who is like a sister to me.
Right.
Messed around with my man. I don't care how, you know, how trashy the man is.
Yes.
That's a problem.
It's a problem.
Like, no other time is the other woman a problem. Like, if you don't know the other woman, who cares?
Right.
Right. But if this is someone that's in your house all the time and that literally is gaining fame because she's part of that family too. Right. No, Chloe don't owe her no apology.
No, no. And we don't give apologies 2, 3, 4 years later. We didn't all move over. And guess what? Jordan, you didn't gotten a glow up and a blow up from the fact that you ain't with them Kardashians anymore.
Right.
Jordan, you are looking your best self, okay?
She sure is. And speaking of, so back to the gift thing. Oh. So Jordan Woods on Christmas, her boyfriend, she's dating an NBA player, Karl Towns, who on Christmas had COVID, so they weren't able to celebrate Christmas together.
Okay.
But she proceeds to post every single gift that he bought her.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. And it was like insane. It was like, first of all, it was a
car.
A Porsche. Was it a Porsche?
Yes.
Like, it was a Porsche and a whole bunch of designer stuff. Like, so many things. And it got to the point where I'm like, this is tacky. This is so tacky.
Jordan, just like, post the biggest gift, sweetie.
But it's funny because on the post, she's like, thank you, Carl. You are the best. You're this. And so it's like, are you thanking him on Instagram? Or did you, like, are you telling me that
you didn't call him? Right. Or FaceTime?
Right. You just like, let me post this on Instagram. It's like, thank you to my boyfriend. Like, but literally was like 5 or 6 posts of like all this expensive ass designer stuff.
Right.
And it's like, girl, this is, I thought it was tacky.
That is tacky. And enough already.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but dude, I don't want to cut you off about the gifts. We have something else to talk about.
You know, piggybacking off of the whole Nicki Minaj thing, us posting the gifts, Jordan posting her gifts. Is it tacky to share gifts that we receive on social media?
No, we talked about that. The question is, if you get a gift that you don't like, do you tell the person?
Well, that too. So for back to the posting on social media, like if it's from a megastar like Nicki Minaj, no, that's not tacky.
Right.
But if it's from like your close boyfriend, your close friend, and you're posting like all this like designer stuff, I think that's tacky.
Okay, so in Jordan's defense, she got a car and a bunch, if I remember correctly, some Chanel bags and all that nonsense. Just post the car. You don't have to post all the stuff. Yeah, just post the biggest gift, the car.
I don't even think I would do that. I don't know. I just think that makes you like a target.
Oh, true, true, true. Don't post nothing because people out here crazy. They will steal your shit.
It's just like you're target for people going to steal your shit and just like haters and people who want to see you do that. Like, I don't know. I think that's tacky.
Yeah. Right. We're grown.
Yeah. And in the way she was like thanking him, it's like, okay.
Yeah. That was so weird.
But then if you don't like a gift, would you tell the person?
Okay. So yes.
Really?
It depends on who the person is.
Okay.
For instance,
if it's like your boyfriend, then you're talking.
Or I'm just going to say Jamal. Okay. He's not my boyfriend.
Okay.
But he gave me something this year.
Uh-huh.
A, was too big for me. He gave me a couple things. One of the things that was too big for me, and it looked very like it was a Gucci vest.
Okay.
But it looked very manly.
Okay.
And I was like, Jamal, I'm not taking this.
Okay.
You take this with you.
Okay.
And he wasn't offended.
Yeah.
He just, I wasn't going to take it and act like I was going to wear it.
Right.
So I could do that with probably the only person is like Jamal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else, I'm going to act like I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yes.
I agree with that. Now, what about, have you ever re-gifted a gift?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did that. Oh, I can't say what I did, but yes, I have.
Yes. I know. Me too.
Yes.
Did I talk about my white elephant gift exchange?
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. So me and my friends recently had a white elephant gift exchange, and the dollar amount we were supposed to spend was $75.
Right.
Well, I didn't have time to go to the store, and I forgot to order something. And I looked around my house, and I was like, what do I have in here? And I had a gift.
Yes.
That I didn't pay for. It was really nice in very high demand.
Right.
But I just don't need another thing. And that was my gift. And But the dollar amount was probably...
It was like three times.
Like
the amount.
Like 300 something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay because you spent nothing on it. So it kind of evened out. Kind of, a little bit.
So I feel like next time for like a white elephant gift exchange, it's like, okay, if the dollar amount is 75, does that mean that's the minimum or that's the maximum or that's like the ultimate? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, like, you can't say not spend more than 75. If the gift, if the limit, the cap is 75, you're not supposed to spend more than 75.
Or is it you have to spend at least 75?
No, you can give her a $5 gift, but
no,
you're cheesy.
No, that don't work like that. Mm-mm.
No, I mean, you wouldn't do that,
mm-mm.
But you can't go over 75.
Yeah, well, I cheated.
But your person, I'm sure, was very happy.
Oh, they were very happy. Yes.
Yes,
very...
yes.
And of indeed. Course, it's okay. Of course, I got the like, I was the first one to pick. And the way, I think we did it wrong, because I think I heard, like, number one is actually allowed to go back at the end,
yes.
and pick whatever gift. But
right.
We didn't do it that way. I was number one. So I got, you know, just a regular old gift. But wait, can I tell you what?
Yeah.
So the gift had like a few different things in it.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things was like some like fuzzy warm socks.
Right.
Like, okay, I love fuzzy warm socks in the wintertime. The socks were a kid's size, like, kids.
What?
Yes, they were kitty size.
That was a re-gift. That was whoever gave you that. That was a re-gift, and they pulled it out of their kid's drawer.
Right.
That's horrible. Who are your friends? Who are these people?
My friends from college. I think it was
they
like,
broke.
No, I think that was just like a oversight. Like, you just saw these socks, like, because you know that like fuzzy
yeah.
socks are all like big. And
that's
stuff.
True.
But literally, like the pad where like the foot goes,
yes.
is like half the size of the foot.
It's like, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. I know we've talked all over the place this episode, but this episode, really, we want to talk about ride or die. Are you a ride or die? How strong is your loyalty when it comes to your girlfriends? And what have you done to show the amount of loyalty that you have for someone else?
Right. Well, I feel like you have different friends, right?
Right.
So what I might do for one friend, I might not do for another.
Okay.
So it depends on like how strong or how tight I am with that friend.
Right.
But I mean, you know, on... that TV show that we do sometimes, like, people criticize me because they think I'm too loyal to you.
Right.
And I think it's like the weirdest thing, because I'm like, and I feel like we've probably talked about this before on the
yeah.
podcast. Like, I'm just kind of like, well, what kind of friends do y'all have?
Like, I know. Like, don't you want a friend that you know is going to ride with you no matter what, and that you know is loyal to you?
Right.
If not, then like, what? We shouldn't be friends.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
it's so weird. It's like, okay, honestly, like, if I was y'all out there, I would want me as a friend.
Yes.
Because
Robin is extremely loyal.
Yes. I will go down. I will go down with you. So I think about two stories. They shouldn't involve physical, you know, things, but they do.
Yes.
So one story. Okay. See, so I was in Miami at an Usher concert.
Okay.
It was during Alonzo Mourning's little charity weekend he used to do.
Oh, Alonzo. In Miami. Hi, Alonzo.
Yes. Yes.
He had a little crush on me.
Oh.
Yes.
I had a crush on him.
Did you really? Okay, when we're done this podcast, I'm going to tell you some stories about Alonzo. Okay.
Yes.
And they're current.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay. So we were at...
And I love Tracy, his wife.
Yes.
Ex-wife
absolutely.
At this point.
She's the sweetest.
We love you, Tracy.
Absolutely. So we were at the Usher concert. Uh-huh. We had we were on the floor pretty much very close to the front. And one of my friends got called on stage.
Okay.
You know, Usher, you know, doing some little, who wants to have sex with me? Whatever. So they're on stage. So like, we're watching. It's like, it's three of us. So yeah, I think it was three of us. So our one friend is on stage. Me and my other friend, my best friend, Joy from college, we're like standing up. We're pumped. Yeah, yeah. Go, girl.
Yes.
Like, really enjoy it, right? So we sat. So the little skit is over, whatever. We sat down. Courtney comes back to her seat. And Joy is like looking around. She's like, where's my purse? Where's my purse? My purse is gone. And I turned and I looked behind me and it was like three girls sitting behind us. And one girl was like, oh man, he took it. He went that way. And I looked her dead in her eyes. I said, Joy, she has your purse.
What?
Yes. I said, Joy.
The same person who told you the purse went.
The man
took it and he went that way.
He took it. He went that way.
Yeah.
I said, Joy. She has your purse. And so Joy's like looking at her and she spotted. So the girl had Joy's purse tucked in her armpit.
Okay.
So Joy spotted it and literally like grabs her purse.
Right.
With her left hand.
Uh-huh.
And then with her right hand swung on her.
Yes. Beat her down. Beat her down. You took my purse. Beat a bitch.
Yes. Yes. And so I'm like, let's roll. We're doing this in the Usher concert.
Yes.
Like,
fight at the Usher concert.
So we literally are like about to come to blows with this girl. And then like the lights come on. I mean, the house lights came on at this Usher concert. The security people were all like pulling us apart.
Oh, y'all were fighting. Y'all were scrapping.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, this is good.
We were like, let's go. So
wait a minute. The house lights came on because y'all were fighting?
Yes.
What?
And we were like, yes, we were scrapping.
It was a kerfluffle scuffle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't want to call it a fight.
Yes.
Okay. But yes, the house lights came on. Usher's in the middle of his, you know, singing.
Okay.
And the house lights came on. But I literally was like, who we have to handle?
Yes.
Right?
Okay. I just want y'all to know, don't get Robin twisted. She's from Baltimore and she will... fisticuffs.
Yes.
If she need be.
I've never actually been in a real fight.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But I'm like ready.
Right.
And I think I look scary. Right?
Robin's sitting already over here. Okay. Right. So wait a minute. Did y'all get the purse back?
So we got the purse back.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the purse back and the girl was like escorted out and everything. But you know, I was like, let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Okay, like, that's ride or die for your girlfriend.
That's ride or die. So then I have another story. In Miami, again, I was like 6 months pregnant.
Oh, lovely.
Maybe four.
Okay.
Five, maybe.
Okay.
And
8 months pregnant. Okay. Big and pregnant.
And I was there for my 30th birthday, celebrating with a big group of friends.
Okay.
And we were in the club. I'm in the club, big and pregnant.
Right.
6 months pregnant. And for whatever reason, one of my other best friends, Candace, got into it like a verbal exchange with Joy's friend.
That's okay.
So funny. It was bad. Anyway, so Joy had a friend in Miami that was like hanging around us and she was like real sketchy. So the friend said something sideways to my friend Candace.
Okay.
And left the club and like walked out the door. So I didn't hear it. So then my friend Candace was like, yeah, that girl just said something to me. She said, blah, 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 blah. I said, she said what? And then she said, blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, hell no. I bolted out of that club.
What?
And went after the girl. Like, I was literally
You were in the streets fighting her?
I was about ready to fight her.
Okay.
But she saw me coming and she ran to the security guard.
Right.
And the security guard like kept me away.
Okay.
But I was like, bitch, what did you say? Like, don't you come
yes!
over here? Like, how
yes!
dare you?
Yes.
Like, but she, like, literally all it took my friend, like, my kid just like, will never forget it to this day. She's like, Robin, you have my back. I will never forget that. You were pregnant and you were ready to get that girl.
Can you see pregnant Robin running out of a club to defend her girlfriend's honor? Like, yes. Hilarious.
Yes, I can see that. I can see that. So I'm the one that's like, what's going on?
Yes.
I'm in it with you.
Right.
And we're going to get down to the bottom of it.
Yeah, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. Now, I've done a lot of, I'm always down like four flat tires when it comes to my friends. But I do have friends that like start shit. Mm. Like, y'all, I'm always kind of like, can y'all not start anything again? Please. Like, I don't have to prove again that I'm loyal and I'm down.
So then do you say like, I'm out?
No, I can't be out. These okay. are my girls. Like, okay. so I can't do that. But like, I'm gonna give you a very short story. So like, we're in London, mm-hmm. right? It's me and my girlfriends. Y'all know I have a girlfriend, Erica, and another one, crazy one. She's in Atlanta. Her name's Imani.
Okay.
So I had like a little fur bolero jacket. Mm-hmm. So I went and checked it in the club. Mm-hmm. And so when it came time for me to get my jacket for us to leave, I was like, yo, y'all, I'm just gonna go get my jacket. I'll be right back. Well, I think one of the coat check girls decided to wear my jacket out and like leave
what?
With it because no one could find it.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I look up and I see a girl come in and she's holding it. So I clearly you have left the club with my jacket on and decided to like walk the streets of London thinking
what?
You cute. Okay. That was all the way crazy, but I'm gonna leave that alone. But in the side of my eye, I see my two rowdy people who are my friends decide they're like talking to these girls and these guys, and the talking starts to get like escalated. And I'm sorry, the coat check is like behind a desk.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for you to get to the coat check, they have to open the desk for you or you crawl under it, uh-huh. right? So I get my jacket. It's a movie.
Wait, it was there? I thought you said
the girl came back in.
Oh,
girl came
okay,
back in.
Okay.
I get my jacket.
Okay.
I just snatched it from her. It probably cost like, you know, coat check is probably like $10. I don't care what it was. Bitch, you was rocking my fur. So I snatched my jacket.
Maybe they ran out of hangers.
No, she was rocking my fur, y'all. All night long, she was rocking my fur. Okay, so I snatched my jacket and I see my two girlfriends and they're getting into it with these dudes.
Ooh.
I'm literally crawling under the coat check to get to them to help them.
Because oh
I'm
God.
Like, what's up? I'm about it. What is going on?
Oh, my God.
So as soon as I get to them, as I'm crawling on the floor, mind you, I'm crawling under coat check. That's the
uh-huh,
floor.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on the floor of the club.
That's gross.
It's nasty.
Disgusting.
But I'm down for my friends. So I'm on the floor. I'm crawling on my hands and knees. Okay, I get under the coat check. I pop up. I'm ready. And then security came. And uh-huh. they, like, broke it up.
Okay.
But then we got outside. And I was like, where they at? Because, well, you know, if you're the girlfriend that misses the fight.
Right.
You're
ready. You want to act like he was there.
Yeah.
I
was about to. You want to contribute. Okay? I wanted to contribute. So we get outside. And I'm like, where they at? Let's go get them. And everybody's like, Giselle's over. And I was like, no. I promise you, I was looking for those dudes. And it was dudes. When dudes
what?
Try to fight girls, like, it's horrible.
That's scary. I'm sorry. I'm not fighting a dude.
And then we were in London.
Yeah.
And they probably carry guns in the club. I am convinced. Anyway, I am always ride or die for my friends, no matter what. As long as you're my friend. Now, if you just, like, kind of, like, on the outskirts of my life, like, I'm not
right.
here for you.
I know. So it's like, I feel sorry for the friend that I don't go the extra mile for.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I tell all my friends now, I'm not going to jail for y'all. So, like, if
True.
Anything's really going down, you're on your own.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as we get older, I think our perspective changes a little bit.
Yes. And I always say, like, I'm the narc. Like, I'm going to tell the FBI who got the drugs. I ain't going to jail for y'all. No, I love y'all, but I ain't going to jail. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let me note to self. Let me not show you my stash.
Yes, Robin's stash is clearly hidden. Anyway, that is our show, people. We love y'all oh so much. We're so excited about 2022. We have so much that we're going to be sharing with you all. Don't ever forget to leave reviews on Apple.
Yes. Rate, review, subscribe,
yes.
all of that good stuff.
Yes.
We need your love. We need it to keep coming.
Yes, we need your love. And we have our Reasonably Shady merch. We're sold out right now. Y'all keep buying it up too fast, okay? But it's about to drop soon.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we got more stuff.
Yeah, and we have some fun stuff coming up with our Reasonably Shady merch. So continue to check the website for that. And we love y'all. So don't ever forget it. Live your life reasonable or shady.
Yes, I agree. Or both.
Yes. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.